We'll try to keep this within our allotted time. I want to talk very briefly this evening about the value of counting the cost. You might want to turn your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 14. And we'll go to chapter 14, verse 28 in just a moment. We'll meet you there just a bit. But really, when you stop and think about it, the whole context starts back in along about verse 15. And he's not talking about, in verse 28, he's not talking about literally building a tower. He's using a great parallel. I think a tremendous lesson here. One that I can certainly relate to, and I'll get to that here in just a moment. But really, it starts back in verse 15, this great parable of the great feast. The invitations were sent out to attend. And to those who they were sent, one by one, they began to make excuses to why they couldn't get there. Well, I bought some oxen. I have to test them. I bought a piece of land, and I've got to go look at that land. You mean you bought it sight unseen? That might not have been the smartest thing you could have done. Well, I got married. I can't come now. But one by one, they began to make these excuses why they could not go to this great feast that was being prepared. And it's a great parallel because we realize that we have a great feast, if you will, awaiting us. If we will but count the cost. And one of the things that I noticed as I began to think about this particular lesson tonight is the idea of preparedness. When we count the cost, we're talking about we need to prepare for this. This isn't going to happen for us. We have to make preparations, and I thought that was very interesting when I began to look at the word prepare and prepared. Prepare is 96 times in the Bible, and prepared 107 times. You might get the idea by the number of times that these words come up in various contexts that the idea of preparedness is important. And when we're talking about counting the cost, if we don't prepare, then we're not going to be able and be ready to count the cost. Preparedness. Deciding that the reward is greater than the cost and then being willing to pay that price. And I think about this because a number of years, many years ago, I may not want to think that far back for myself, but many, many years ago, I remember I was working with a gentleman just we'd gone to do a job, surveying job, just outside of Abilene, just north of Abilene. I wish I could remember for sure which town it was. But going into town, it struck me because on the side of the road going toward this town, there was a cemetery. And above this was an arch that said, "Prepare to meet your God." And I thought about that a lot because I knew I'd read that somewhere in the Bible. Well, it turns out to be in the book of Amos chapter 4 and verse 12. And the interesting thing about this particular story here is that in Amos chapter 4, all through the book of Amos, God had been petitioning Israel to come back to him, to seek him out, to find him. And if they did not, he said, calamity is going to come upon you. But he had always offered something for them to come back. But what he was asking them to do was to count the cost. And if they didn't count the cost, guess what was going to happen? Calamity was going to come upon them. Likewise, if they would count the cost and say, this is worth it, going back to God is worth it, he says there's something great waiting for you. Prepare to meet your God. Amos chapter 4 and verse 12. Prepare, O Israel, to meet your God. Well, see, we need to be in that mode. And we need to be in the preparedness aspect that says, I'm going to look at this, I'm going to count the cost, and I'm going to say, this is worth the price of going to heaven. I remember years ago when we get to verse 28 here, because it says, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest he's laid the foundation, not able to finish, all who see him begin to mock him, It reminds me of quite a number of years ago as well. Tony and I were looking to build a house, and we were going to be our own contractor, which meant we had to go get our own subs. We had to do all the work, get the bids together, put it together, go to the bank. This is what we're looking to do. And the whole work, and I was trying to get advice from everybody I could possibly get because I'd never acted as my own contractor before. Got all this stuff done. And they said, oh, yeah, what you got to do is you better anticipate every bid that you have at about 10 to 15% because they're going to be overruns. Whew, man, somebody's advice, I don't remember who told me to do that. That was good advice because every time you turn around, something was a little more than what we thought it was going to be. Eli, sometimes those things happen, don't they? You think, okay, this ought to be a cut and dry job. Didn't turn out that way. He was telling me about one that they just got through doing. Didn't turn out that way. But we had to count the cost. We had to compile it all. Can we really do this? But the beauty is that God tells us that we can count the cost. And you know what? He doesn't make the price so high that we can't pay it if we'll just prepare ourselves to meet that challenge, to meet that cost. You stop and think about paying the price. Turn in your Bibles real quickly to the book of Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Beginning verse 5 and read going through verse 8, we learn here that Jesus was willing to pay the cost for our salvation. It says, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. You see, before Jesus ever came down from heaven, he knew what the cost was going to be to redeem us. He knew what that price was going to have to, what that price was going to be. It was going to be him dying on the cross, him shedding his blood for us. He counted the cost and he came anyway. He paid that price. Back up in your Bibles very quickly to the book of Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. And look at verse 34 very quickly. Talk about preparedness. Jesus there talking about this. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom, what? Prepared from the foundation of the world. God knew what that cost was going to be. And that was to be sending his only begotten Son into this world, John 3:16. He understood that. He counted the cost, and he paid that debt for us. Matthew chapter 26, verse 19, and a couple of quick lessons out of this, and we'll let you go. 26 and verse 19. Matthew 26, verse 19. So the disciples did what? As Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. This idea of being prepared to pay the price, to do what was necessary, it's just all through the Scriptures. So what do we quickly learn? Well, we learn that discipline makes us true disciples. We discipline ourselves because we see the value in paying that cost. Likewise, we complete challenging things, tasks. Why? Because we've counted the cost. I often remind myself that Christianity is not a sprint. Christianity is a whole lot more like a marathon. Once we do what we're supposed to do to become a child of God, it's a challenge day by day, every day of our life, to be what God would want us to be. But more importantly, we find ourselves pleasing to God. There's a value in Christianity. There's a value in counting the cost. We're going to be pleasing to our Lord. And in counting the cost, it prepares us for eternal life. Here's the question. Are we willing to pay the cost? Are we willing to count the cost of discipleship? Willing to count the cost of being a Christian? And then be willing to pay that price? Because everything else is of no value in comparison to eternity with God. If there's anyone here this evening who've never put their Lord and Savior on in baptism, you've heard the Word of God preached, so you've heard the truth. You believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You're ready to repent of your sins, to make that change of a life from serving Satan to serving God. And then you're ready to confess the name of Christ before men. Then you're ready to be baptized. You're ready to have your sins washed away. The question is, why are you waiting? Why tarriest thou? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins. And likewise, maybe you're a child of God and we've kind of lost track of counting that cost. What does it really mean? And you want to come back to God. Can you think of a better time than right now than to make that decision? But whatever your decision may be, whatever your need may be, just the prayers of the congregation, we stand ready to help you as we stand and sing this song.